The old man dragged her well off the road into a tangle of trees, cursing and muttering all the while. "If I had a thimble of sense, I would have left you in King's Landing. You hear me, boy?" He always snarled that word, putting a bite in it, so that she would be certain to hear. "Unlace your breeches and pull them down. Go on. There's no one here to see. Do it."
Sullenly, Arya did as he said.
"Over there against the oak. Yes, like that."
She wrapped her arms around the trunk and pressed her face to the rough wood.
"You scream now. You scream loud."
"I won't," Arya thought stubbornly, but when Yoren laid the wood across the back of her bare thighs, the shriek burst out of her anyway.
"Think that hurt," he said. "Try this one."
The stick came whistling. Arya shrieked again, clutching the tree to keep from falling.
"One more."
She held on tight, chewing her lip, flinching when she heard it coming. The stroke made her jump and howl. "I won't cry," she thought. "I won't do that. I'm a Stark of Winterfell. Our sigil is the direwolf. Direwolves don't cry."